We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I spent yesterday rearranging the studio board, I could call it a console, I could call it a lot of things. It's a desk with a bunch of stuff stacked on it, and I rearranged all of it yesterday, and I don't know where anything's going, so when I'm reaching instinctively to twist this knob or punch that button, it just isn't happening. I'm running into things. I've already knocked over my pins I don't know how many times. Good morning, Upstate. Happy 4th of July. I can sort of tell that it's a sleepy morning, if anything's moving at all. Ingles Marcus Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. For some of you that know me, you might have been thinking that in the last couple of weeks I have been spent bent over gut laughing. Part of it was the Bruin case. The Bruin case was big within the world of the Second Amendment. We've been waiting for them to take up a case since the McDonald case, which was 2010. So 12 years since they've last taken up a case along these lines. The case I'm referring to is the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Inc. versus Bruin. What this did, and it didn't affect us at all, because here in South Carolina, if you can go and buy a gun, you can get a permit to carry a gun. There are certain places where you can't carry a gun, of course. Whenever I run into a place like that that has a sign, the first thing I do is try to find their back door to see if it has a sign. I've only actually seen that in one place, where they had everything they had to have. Of course, me giving this away might lead to other things, but who knows? Affirming that you can carry a gun outside of your home, which I don't know where it became in vogue to sit back and say, well, of course you can defend your home. Okay, what about when I go check the mail? Nope. What about when I go to the store? Nope. In New Jersey, which, by the way, they have instructed, the Attorney General there has instructed all the powers that be to do away with the justifiable need clause in the gun permit application process. In New Jersey, at one point, they had a law in place to where if you were going to a range, on the way to the range, if all of a sudden you were like me and you take a lot of Lasix, and you have to stop and use a restroom, and you've got the gun in the car, you're breaking the law. You can only go at one point, that they've done away with that, but at one point recently, you could only go from point A to point B with the gun, and if you got caught, you better not get pulled over. Let's just put it that way. I don't know how they would have proven it. So you just coming from the range and headed home? Yes, sir. Did you stop and get a Slurpee? You're looking at the Slurpee in the cup holder? No, sir, that's just a cup. That kind of thing. That was the worst week for the left, because in the same week, Roe versus Wade was also overturned in the Dobbs case. Now, not too long ago. Joy Behar got up there and she was looking at a a Black American panel member going, well, as soon as it's okay for blacks to own guns, then we'll see a change in the gun laws. Which is, you know, astonishing. But then we get a change in the gun laws. And the left is worrying about gun ownership spiking among non-whites. I've got a text. Yeah, well, what's so happy about today? Today is a detriment to animals' health and well-being and a strong symbol of American hypocrisy. I'm very confused by that. Very confused. Back to the left, they're worried about black people having guns. And they're going all rifle clubs a la Reconstruction on gun rights when it comes to black Americans. And we're supposedly taking America backward. And then they put it in print. LA op-ed. We get this. Nathan W. Jones leads the Bay Area chapter of the Black Gun Owners Association. But until a few years ago, he wasn't even into guns. Then the COVID-19 pandemic hit and George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police, sending racial justice protesters into the street, and white supremacists trashed the U.S. Capitol in the January 6th insurrection. Suddenly, it seemed as if America was on the brink. And with the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade on Friday, emboldening a militant array of white Christian nationalists, we clearly still are. And then Jones says something that plays right into this. Now, he may not have meant it in this context, right? But that's the thing about when you talk to the left. I've been at the NRA shows and SHOT Show where CNN shows up and wants to interview you and everything. They can take what you say and cleverly make it fit their paragraph. So Mr. Jones says, I had visions of mobs dragging people through the streets and something just kind of switched. We can't rely on anybody else to come and save us. It has to be us. And then we get this. This is from the op-ed. If the Supreme Court's ruling sticks, I'm afraid there's, you know, the Supreme Court ruling, and this is by the design of the left. See, they used to use courts to make laws. So now here we've got a court that has said, well, you know, the Second Amendment says what it says. That's called originalist. That's called, you know, taking it for the text of what it says. And they've said, well, this is what it means, and this is how it applies, and you can't do that under the 14th Amendment. You can't have that happening in your state under the 14th Amendment. The 10th Amendment does not trump the other amendments. So, I just found this interesting because, first of all, no, I go nowhere. I haven't managed to go anywhere yet here in Greenville. Yesterday, I was going in Cabela's. And as I'm going in, a gentleman coming up behind me, I'm like, you know, he's a little older than me. And I'm like, hey, man, age before beauty, offering to let him go. But he turned, you know, he said, no, you go ahead, young fella. Which, that's bad when you're 61 and somebody's calling you young fellow. But, hey, I'm going to take it. And as we're walking, we're talking. He's a black gentleman. He was talking about his service. He was celebrating some anniversary during the Tet Offensive when he was in Vietnam. Which was, you know, that was quite a while back. And he and I were just talking. And it was just talk. It was just two soldiers talking to each other. Have we got time for that? Okay, so. Got somebody on the phone, so you hang on, please, sir, if you would. We'll be right back. I'm going to go straight to the phones. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ingles Markets Talk Line, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Scott. Yes, sir. What can I do for you? You still got Scott?
I hear you on the radio.
I'm sorry, Scott. What did you say earlier?
I said it's always good to hear you on the radio.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Have you heard or seen splash across the headlines this claim that the leading cause among death in children is now firearms? Have you seen that CDC study?
I have.
Have you looked at it?
I have. It probably what they're doing is they're taking they've expanded childhood to include up to 19, 20 years old, and they're including gangbanger deaths in that.
Yep. Yeah, I encourage anybody to go take a look at that study. I spent a good bit of time not just looking at the study itself, but trying to click around on some of the links that they gave you with it. Like if you go to specifically, I think it's figure F2, F as in Frank 2, and you click on the link there, and it takes you to a nice little chart. Yeah, it's all urban, you know?
Yes. So, well, I mean, you know, John Lott's done a study. And I think it's like 53% of all of this happens in 2% of the counties in the United States.
Yeah, but of course, it's, you know, it comes out and everybody wants to talk about it right after Uvalde. So everybody's thinking about children like Uvalde children, which is tragic.
Right, right.
But children up to 19 years old, I don't call a 19-year-old a child.
No.
You know, I believe that they have semi-adulthood at that point. Now, I did try, like I said, clicking around on different things because I wanted to specifically identify what age children, you know, what those deaths encompass. Was it accidental discharge? Was it suicide? Was it homicide? And those facts were conveniently left out of the study. So I did have to go find another CDC study that talked about homicides among children, real children. They had it broken down by age group. And you've got to get into the 14 to 19% category. Let me just give you, just real quick.
Sure.
We're quoting those numbers in number of deaths per 100,000. And all the way up to 14, and I don't remember all the exact numbers right now because I'm sitting in my vehicle and prepared for this, but all of the deaths per 100,000 under 14 years old was, let's just call it in the range of 200 per 100,000. Once you cross that threshold of 14 to 19, it jumped to 1,877 per 100,000. So it's pretty glaring to me what the truth is behind that study, but that's not what's being told to us.
No. And this is the thing about gun control. Gun control is made up of a theft of language and a conflation of data. We're peppered daily with how many people die daily due to gun violence, when we know that well over two-thirds of that number are people getting killing themselves. But we don't do anything we're not doing anything to increase mental health treatment because they've stigmatized that. And then when we have Uvalde, they pass a law in the Senate and in the Congress, and they pass a law, but they didn't do anything to harden the school. If they want to stop school shootings, you got to harden the target. And then there will be shootings in other places, because we've grown that kind of narcissistic maniac in these schools. The last two were grown in the schools. They were both 18-year-old dudes. Yeah. They were grown in the schools, and they went out and they did their thing. And they got their moment of fame out of it. But we didn't do anything to harden targets. So what you're describing is a conflation of data, and that is their absolute speciality. But I'm glad you see that. I'm glad you're aware of that.
I do have to take one slight exception to something you said about not doing enough for mental health.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to tell you there is, you know, last time I looked in the Yellow Pages, last time I actually had a phone book, I lived in Columbia at the time, Columbia, South Carolina. And,
yeah.
And there was page after page after page after page of psychiatrists and psychologists. Every health care plan that I have had since the Unaffordable Care Act passed has had a certain number of mental health care visits built into it. So when people say we're not doing enough about health care, do they really mean are we not doing enough to provide free mental health care on demand? Is that really what we're saying?
You know, there used to be, like, I think it's a Prisma hospital now, but out there on Highway 14, that used to be a charter hospital, and that used to be a mental health hospital. And I don't know where that went or why that went away. And I don't know how successful it was, but I mean, they probably had some sort of program where you could check yourself in if you felt like something was going on. And nowadays with social media, social media is now, this is our own imposed pain, because we're all sort of narcissistic and we like to talk about ourselves. And we get out there and we put all of our business out there on social media. So now everybody knows things about us that would used to be something that might have been confidence. It's just not like it used to be. It's not like it used to be. If it's in there, that's great. I don't actually know. You're the only one. Do you have Obamacare?
I have a version of it. You know, it's through my employer, so it's a version of it. But,
right.
You know, I'm also suspicious about every time I go to the doctor, regardless of what it's for. I could go in for an ingrown toenail, and every discipline, whether it's general practitioner or a specialist, the first question they want to ask you is, how's your mental health? So, you know, they are asking those questions, and you take these conglomerates like Prisma, I'm worried about what exactly are they tracking about my mental health. I was recently went in for a new dentist, and when I got the explanation of benefits back for that new dentist, I'm looking on there, and because that dentist was in with the conglomerates that the big medical conglomerates, every single prescription that I've been prescribed in the past 30 years was listed on my explanation of benefits, and 99% of that stuff I took one time.
Right.
So I worry about this, you know, tying mental health into firearms checks and that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, right now in New York, where they just had the Bruin case decided, they're trying to put as many roadblocks as they can up there. And you have to come and give your logins to all of your social media accounts so they can look at your social media accounts and see if you are of good character.
Good.
So what... Yes, sir.
I said, good, I have none. Next question.
Did you lose them in an unfortunate boating accident? That's always my question.
No,
my
no, I don't have any. Never okay. been on Facebook, never going to be. Instagram, Snapchat, you know, whatever.
Gotcha.
I don't need them.
Okay. Well, I totally get that. But I'm glad that you see that, and I'm glad you brought it up, because that is something that it's a constant battle. And when we get out there and we start quoting statistics to some of the gun grabbers, then they get out there about our damned hopes and prayers and all this other stuff. And we're just out there saying, hey, you know. And when you're talking about a child, there are accidents with children and guns.
Sure.
And they're horrific. And I don't know how a parent gets over them. And but in the same vein, I don't know how a parent gets over accidentally backing up over a child in the driveway. Or, you know, we just had something in New York where a baby, a toddler, fell off of the 29th floor. How do you get over that kind of stuff? Where's the closure for that? So that kind of accident, that's tragic and it's horrible. But it's not the fault of the apartment building or the gun or anything else like that. But listen, Scott, thank you very much for the call. Good info, and happy 4th of July to you, sir. When we get back, it's okay to gloat. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Ingles Markets Talk Line, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning Text Line, 71307. I wasn't paying that much of attention to the text line. And I get this. And I really don't know where this is coming from, because did I mention George Floyd? I did. I did in the LA Times op-ed. I mentioned George Floyd. Once I mentioned George Floyd. And I get this. Bill, you know they killed George Floyd. I don't know if Floyd had fentanyl in the system. He did. Or if the officer was executing protocols. He was. You got to be an idiot to believe putting that much weight on a man's neck is going to help him. And then I get, and all of y'all on talk radio defending this barbarian act as if it was helping him show a lack of common sense, or that you're racist. The man couldn't breathe, and you think by standing on his airways it's going to help. Well, there's a couple of things there's a couple of moving parts in this, okay? Now, if you want to sit there and believe that the police singled him out and decided to kill him, because that's what you're saying. And yeah, he did have fentanyl in his system. The things you don't know means that you're making a bad call here, because you don't know. You're saying you don't know, and still you're making the call. They tried to put him in the car. When they got on his neck, that was way too long and everything else. But I mean, that's actually in their book. It was in their manual up to that point. That was a way to pacify someone. And it was a barbaric way to do it. And it was a very rough physical way to do it. And it's a really bad way to do it if you got a bunch of fentanyl attacking your system and everything else that's going on with that. I don't really know what goes on with fentanyl. I never intend to find out. But I mean, who today, I mean, has somebody, I don't know if somebody's been defending what happened. George Floyd was breaking the law. He's trying to pass a bad $20 bill. And I have I've been doing the radio thing now, and I look for these. I look for these because whenever, and like, sort of like Scott, when Scott takes that study and breaks it down and does a little critical thinking, I'm always looking for these instances where the police just come up and say, "Hey, you, a black American dude, you just doing nothing there? You just doing nothing? Well, I'm going to mess you up. I'm gonna break your head." I almost never see that happen. I almost never see the police go after somebody who's just doing something. And one of the fallouts of this supposition that George Floyd was assassinated by the cops was that in the time period after the Civil War, till the Civil Rights era began in the 60s, 3,400 young black Americans were lynched by the Democrats. If you want to know if you want to get down to the brass tacks of it, 3,400 in that amount of time. That's, you know, this is after emancipation and, you know, constitutional amendments passed and slavery abolishment and, you know, all that other stuff. Still killing black people just because they're black, right? In the era since George Floyd and the Summer of Love of 2020, in that era, between 2020 and now, black people are killed in a higher proportionate number than any other race in the United States today to their proportion in population. And that's because a lot of them are in the inner city. So, and that's just a number. But the extra people that died in that amount of time, 3,800 more black people in less than two years, more people were killed in the name of George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa than were lynched up to the point of civil rights era after the Civil War. Getting out there and making these suppositions, and especially, I just mentioned George Floyd's name. This is one of the reasons I would never be a cop. Because a lot of cops do a lot of good. They do a lot of good things. And then something like this happens and they're all painted. They're all painted. When a cop rolls up on somebody, the first thing he's got to do is he's trying to do two things. He's trying to control the situation and he's trying to figure out what's going on. And they were trying to control George Floyd by putting him in the car. And he was in the throes of the fentanyl that you didn't know that he had in his system. So, and now I'm getting this. If it hadn't been for Floyd's skin color, the same incident would have triggered a discussion about America's fentanyl problem. That's going on right now. That's happening right now. Stop looking for a reason to be offended. You have no reason to be offended. I think the Democrats have sold the black Americans a bad bill of goods, and they're waking up and they're coming in and they're doing all kinds of things. And they're going to join the Republicans, believe it or not. And for those of you that are hung up on that thing, just remember who made that a thing. Who made that a thing for you? Who made that a thing to get out there and say, well, there's so much disparity in everything. Who was the guy that did that? Who made that a thing for you? Was it Barack Obama, maybe? Could it have been Barack? Barack Obama got elected because he got a plurality of the vote. He didn't get elected by black America, because that's only 12%, 13% of the population. A lot of white people voted for Barack Obama. So, and then as soon as he comes in, he's talking racism and all this other stuff. And we begin the ID politics era. And here we are now. Here we are now. I don't know if I'll have time to gloat over what's going on right now in America when we get back, but I'm certainly going to try. You're listening to 106.3 WORD. Okay. And I think because the final segment of this of each hour here is notoriously short, I'm going to hold up on the gloating part, and I'm going to do a couple of shout outs and a couple of observations. First shout out, I went to the doctor, and I was technically, my numbers in a blood test were technically putting me as a type 2 diabetic. Now, I had taken the medicine for that before, because even when my numbers were lower, I had another doctor who I fired, and she put me on a bunch of medication that I started with her in March, and in April I was in heart failure. And it caused a lot of issues. And I found a good doctor. I fired her, and I've got a good doctor now. And when my numbers were where they were, instead of putting me on this huge medicinal regime, he told me I had 90 days to get those numbers down, and then we would look at it. So along the way, I decided one of the ways that I could jumpstart my exercise was to get back into the martial arts, which I was in the martial arts for a very long time. I was in a school environment for a very short period of time, and then I just practiced what I had learned for years and years and years and years after that. And then I joined the military, and I was out of the martial arts. So I have joined Upstate Karate and Ray Thompson, and I had a chat with him before I did it, and Ray has really, really helped me along the way just with the physical part of it, and that is helping me. And I am now below, and it's not just because of the karate, it's because of the diet and everything else, but the exercise part of it was a big component of it. And right now Ray Thompson and Mrs. T are on heading off on vacation. No karate classes this week. They're off on a well-deserved vacation. They're always there, so I mean, I hope they travel carefully. Thank you very much, Mr. Thompson. You are making a big difference in my life and helping my health jump as I go. Then I have a problem. I despite their leftist bent in the media game, I find Apple products to be the best when it comes to any sort of media application. So I buy the Apple stuff, and I'm surrounded right now by Apple stuff. But one of the computers on my right, when I bought it in 2018, we just rescued this pound puppy, and he was so happy to be with me that his tail hit my Sprite and poured it right into the keyboard. And this thing's been sitting on a shelf since 2019, just not doing anything. Just being full of Sprite. And there's a little, and they're not new, I just didn't know they were there, but there's this little place off of Haywood Road called iRevive. And they specialize in Apple products, and they got this thing running. I mean, it runs like it's new. They got another computer running that was made in 2012. They breathe new life into Apple products, which are, I don't know why they're as expensive as they are. I mean, they're pretty hardy, and the system is a closed system, so it's very hard to attack that system. So that's one of the reasons you get into it. But for those of us that have this tendency to have beverages near the Mac and then have a tendency to pour the said beverage into the Mac, it's good to know that there's a bunch of people out there. iRevive, they fix them, and it's very, very reasonable reviving your MacBook. Or your iMac or whatever it is. And if you're looking for one that is not brand new but has been worked over really well, they have a large selection of those as well. So you might want to check them out. And as a matter of fact, when I told them who and what I was, they were sort of like, well, you know, we don't want to come down on anybody's side. This is just me coming down on their side. Excellent, excellent service. I'm looking at this text line, and, you know, some of the people that come in on the text line. Listen, here's the thing. Looking for something to get offended, you're going to find something to get offended. And in the meantime, A lot of things are happening in the background. A lot of things are happening in the background. If you believe America is racist, then if you really believe that, if you believe I'm racist, why aren't you coming after me? Why are you not coming after me with the intent of doing me bodily harm? If you think I'm that, why aren't you doing it? I don't advise it. I am not your normal, regular radio talk show host. But why aren't you doing it? If you believe that, if you really believe that. Or is that just a thing that you throw at me to keep me, so I can, oh no, I'm not a racist. I have black friends. I like black people. I listen to black music. No. Because I don't do that. I don't defend my, oh, you want to call me a racist? Okay. Why aren't you doing something about it? Got a text here. Condoleezza Rice tells a story about her childhood neighborhood. They were spared the lynchings you just mentioned because the black neighborhood was armed. Absolutely. The Dinkins for defense. A bunch of black clergymen that got out there and said, well, we're going to worship God. And if you come by here and stop us, we're going to shoot you with these shotguns. Good on them. Also, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson spoke out against forbidding a gun show in his hometown. Mr. Robinson is black, by the way. And that protest got him elected. And this isn't the America I grew up in. When I grew up, nobody took offense at some of the stuff we take offense at now. Nobody took offense. And for those of you, and here's part of the problem. I really believe this. When I was coming up, when I was growing up, I was bused. I was force integrated into a black community, to black schools. Now, nobody told me that. When I got done with middle school, they said, okay, next up for you, Hopkins Junior High. And I was going to Hopkins Junior High in Columbia, South Carolina. And nobody told me, oh, you're being force integrated. Nobody told me that. They just said, you're going to Hopkins Junior High. So me and my buddies, we would get on the bus and we would go to Hopkins Junior High. We didn't know that we were being force integrated. We just went to school, had a good old time, went to school. High school was Lower Richland. Now they've taken away the force integration. And there's been a new generation that has grown up where they haven't been exposed in some cases. And now they get out there and they've got a bunch of people probably that figured that part out. And they're telling you, well, you have to be offended. And they're trying to teach us in school. Hey, little white child, you're the oppressor. Little black child, you are the oppressed. You're the victim. You need to hate each other. Next up is math. That's what they're trying to teach your kids in school. So, if you want to beat the left at their game, and if you're one of the ones that like to be offended, then, you know, this is not for you because you can't do it. I defy you to try. You got to learn to have the capacity to not care what people say. Take care of yourself. You be the one that's making the difference. Don't worry about whatever everybody thinks. Just forget about that. Well, it's only halfway done, so that means I got the other half to go. So coming up next hour, we're going to talk about gloating. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.